Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Halloween Hallmark movies, plus a stupid world record, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
The Bob and Tom Show presents Memorable Moments in Presidential History.
President William Howard Taft, our 27th president, was the fattest president to ever hold office. He weighed in at a whopping 332 pounds. He was the first and only president whose cabinet included a secretary of donuts.
This has been Bob and Tom's Memorable Moments in Presidential History.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much, Chickster. Mm-hmm. As usual, have many, many things happening.
Many, many things.
Many, many.
Josh has lost his voice cheering at a giant rock festival.
Mm-hmm.
And had a great time, saw a bunch of cool bands.
Oh, I was with my people.
They met some fans.
Many, yes. And big fans of the show. A lot of our listeners out there, thank you for coming by, saying
now,
hi.
It's my understanding you're putting together a highlight video.
Absolutely, yes. So keep an eye out.
And there may be urination.
There may be. we'll call it a highlight and low light video
okay.
of the,
okay, the whole party. At a great rock show.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
When we last left you, we had tennis in the news. Some guy set his arm on fire.
And the court.
At a tennis match.
Right.
Where was that?
At the Laver Cup. I would think that's in Australia, I think. Rod Laver? Yeah.
Oh, that's the one.
Where Federer and Nadal just played doubles and they lost, but it was...
And
Federer was giving a so long speech and Nadal was crying. I was crying. It was very moving.
I'd be crying if my arm was on fire.
Sure.
Yeah.
What else makes you cry? Christy, go.
The movie My Girl makes me cry, no matter how many times I see it.
Really?
Yeah, it did at multiple spots. Wow.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah. Have we? Is there?
I cry because of Dan Aykroyd's performance in that.
He's fantastic in it as Mr. Saltonfuss.
I have not seen that. I'll have to. But no, you and I keep threatening to write one of those Hallmark movies.
Right. At this point, it's a threat.
Is there a Hallmark movie about Halloween?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there are like fall and Halloween related, but. There's not none that are particularly scary.
Not a lot of horror rom-coms.
Right, yeah.
I think maybe we should create one.
Well, you can't have it too...
It can't be too scary, but...
Well, I want to capitalize on the Dahmer craze that's going on right now and the romantic comedy thing and call it Meat Cute, M-E-A-T.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I think that might...
You wouldn't eat that.
Now, Jeffrey, when I say eat...
Sorry, it's back to the sports page before we...
Yeah, we quickly ruined that, didn't we?
Yeah. Was he eating those ding-a-lings? Is that what he was doing?
He may have.
Oh, Jeff.
He was eating everything.
How about October Kiss on the Hallmark Movie Channel, just in time for Halloween?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Poppy, played by Ashley Williams.
Oh, she's good.
What do we know about Ashley Williams?
What do we know?
Tom, wasn't she the one in Girls who...
I think that's Allison Williams.
Is it
Allison Williams? Oh, I thought she was the one with the butt munch. Anyway.
She's the daughter of newscaster.
Brian?
Former newscaster. Brian.
No, he's back on, I thought.
I thought he bailed.
Mm-mm, I think so. He came back.
Surprised he was able to come back after he was in Vietnam that walked on the moon.
Poppy takes on a job as Ryan's nanny. She's a temporary fill-in during the Halloween season, but... She soon becomes a lasting part of Ryan and his children's lives.
Oh.
This movie's filled to the witch's brim with Halloween spirit Yeah, from giant pumpkin patches.
It would have been funny if it's filled to a witch's... I mean, that's, I mean, when it comes to anatomy, isn't the thing referenced the most?
Yeah. Yes, which I've never understood. I mean, aren't those things hanging over a boiling cauldron most of the time? Mm-hmm.
That's because they're slightly cooked.
Huh. Evidently, Hallmark has a series of movies concerning Halloween. It's called The Good Witch series.
Oh, I've seen more of those than I care to admit. But she's...
annual Halloween special. The Good Witch is Cassie.
Boy, she's attractive.
As she prepares for the... Oh, she looks like she's like 12 years old, but an adult.
No, she doesn't.
Has one of those faces. Yeah, absolutely she does.
Could we move on?
No, we're talking about Cassie.
No, you're reading this. And
No, we're talking about Hallmark Halloween movies. What do you think? Yes?
No.
All right, as usual, we'll do is...
No, here's the good... This.
Oh, yeah, that's...
She was in JAG.
A man has broken a tightrope world record on a high lines. This is what Tom wants to talk about, so that's what we're doing. Right, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
he was so happy that that's how it works.
A man has broken a tightrope world record on a high line suspended between a crane and Mont-Saint-Michel in France. Nathan Paulin completed a 1.4-mile-long walk. 1.4 miles across a tightrope suspended 330 feet off the ground.
Oh, I don't like walking 1.4 miles on a track.
Paulin is already dreaming of walking a tightrope between the Eiffel Tower and the Montparnasse My Ass Tower.
Have you been to the Nass My Ass? it's gorgeous.
Am I close on that? Mm-hmm. That's a distance of 1.68 miles.
And the thing is, did you see it?
No, I'm not looking.
This French guy walks 1.4 miles way up high.
Yeah.
And the incredible thing, the entire way he does not smoke a cigarette.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's... really amazing.
That's unheard of. That's the record, I think. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, if he falls to his death, is it still a record?
No,
he did not accomplish. Now, depending on the height of the fall, that itself might be a record. Man,
isn't Mont Saint Michel? Isn't that
Mont Saint Michel?
Isn't it?
It's on the island.
Isn't that an island itself? So he was really walking over water, right? The most of the time.
Not that it matters at that height.
Yeah,
it's just that's what
like,
I thought.
It's just like concrete, but very cool.
I believe they call it Eager Shark Bay.
could you grab that?
Hello, they can hear you, Bob and Tom.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
You guys talk about stuff that makes you cry. You know what makes me cry more and more is all the money these chicks are making on OnlyFans.
Good for them.
Christy, I've been telling you. Josh been telling you. Josh speaks the truth. Christy, you should hear him out when he tries. Last week, I ran in this chick from back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody called her Backseat Betty.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, she told me she's making almost $2,000 a month on her used panties to weirdos online.
All right.
I couldn't believe it. So I signed up. Sure enough, it's really horror, man. $2,000 a month's a lot of money. Think of all the scratchers that buy.
Yeah.
I can't believe dudes pay her that much just for wearing some panties around all day. Must be like them dudes who collect jerseys like you, chick, because everybody knows you pay more if it's game worn.
Sure, yeah,
absolutely.
And the fact remains, panties are no different. You can go to Victoria's Secrets and get a pair of panties for, what, $10? But asking the sales chick to wear them for a couple quick laps around the food court first probably going to cost you a lot more. I swear to God, last time my lead bass player, Todd Boner, tried that, it cost him an extra
$500
for bail.
Oh,
I swear to God.
I see.
Christy, you could take requests.
No.
Like, some dude could request you to, like, bunch of Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
Then you run a mini marathon while wearing some thong panties.
No, Donnie.
Or maybe hit Taco Tuesday, then take a bike ride around the city, like, on a hot day.
That's going to go for big money, Christy.
He wants me to do this because he wants it.
Vacuum. Or get them vacuum sealers you see on infomercials and throw them still moist bad boys in a bag, seal it up. That way when the dude opens up, he gets hit in the face with humidity straight from your crown.
Donnie's right. These are going to go for big money.
I bet you make $500 a pair.
More than that.
I'll handle the marketing and shipping and take 60%. Man, it's a good deal for you, Christy.
Nope.
You know? Before you know it, Christy, you'll finally be able to pour that swimming pool with the built-in bidet we talked about.
How would that work exactly?
Whiffy's pizza rolls are burning again.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Just one time.
Thank you, Doug.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Donnie's right. No. I was reading some article about some school teacher that switched to OnlyFans.
Right.
And is making $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
No. How does this work again, Josh?
Well, these women can start their own accounts and they can model as they like, and men pay to join their pages monthly.
Are there guys that do it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also becoming semi-mainstream. There are some comedians who have.
Yeah, remember Tommy Lee's doing it now?
Yeah.
Tommy Lee's $40 a month.
I believe Carmen Electra has one.
What is Tommy Lee doing on it that's interesting?
Honking the horn.
Charlie Sheen's daughter's doing it now. One of his daughters. Yeah.
Tina?
No.
Tina Sheen?
No, I think it's Sheena.
Sheena Sheen. We'll get there. I'm a good idea starter. I don't have any good ideas. I'm a starter. And time now for
Stupid World Record.
Our final one, and we saved the best one for last.
Yeah?
A teenager has broken the Guinness World Record for putting on the most socks on one foot in 30 seconds.
Boy, a teenager, huh? I can tell you why he can't put socks. All right.
If there were Josh's socks, it'd be hard to get him on. They might be a little sticky or stiff.
He's a t-shirt man.
Thank you.
For the sake of the joke, he doesn't miss it.
All right, let's start the bidding. Tom, of course, exempt. How many socks do you think's the record for getting on one foot in 30 seconds?
What kind of socks are they?
I'm not taking questions.
I'm going to say he did 30 and 30.
30 socks in 30
seconds.
I'm
going to say 52.
52?
Wait, what's on? It's a she, by the way.
Oh, she, okay.
18. 18.
What is the answer?
52. Ace, you got a guess?
15.
15. The answer is 22.
Oh.
Oh, she's a teenager, then all 22 were immediately put on the floor in random places and not picked up. Having a 15-year-old, I'm well aware of this.
And they don't match, ever.
Why
kids never...
Exactly.
Why not? That's fine. It's just pick them up, for God's sake. Hang on a second. Is there an OnlyFans thing for recycled and game-worn socks?
Yes, I know a girl who sells her socks.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So she wears
them around. My sister Sally sold socks. Sells her socks.
By where?
By the seashore.
I have a question. Yes. Seriously, you're exempt from this chicken.
Okay.
Does anyone know what he's on this morning? And could I get some?
I'm loving it.
It's some major pharmaceutical, obviously.
Hey, look, my water heater broke. Okay, I'm out of my routine.
What? What happened?
Did you get it fixed yet?
It's being fixed today. Yes.
You didn't get the shower.
Yeah, I showered today.
In cold water, good for you.
No. I have a backup arrangement.
Oh, little away game.
You boil some water on the stove.
And by the way.
You know what we do? We didn't have a shower at first.
No, we certainly did.
But Diggy Dig came up with the idea, you know what we do is.
You take rainwater.
That's right.
And it collects on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And all you do is you drill 5 holes in the roof. And if it comes down like a
And shower. I hear you're saying, what about hot water?
Yeah.
Set fire to the roof.
He ain't wrong.
So I'm sorry. So can we get back to this world record?
We've done that at every all eight of our houses. Yes, we can.
So ladies, putting socks on one foot.
This is somewhat it's not real. The CBC reports the 14-year-old Carolina Cruz of Calgary managed to put on 22 socks in the time limit, beating the previous record of 19. She's a competitive swimmer in the under 16 category. However, the current record in the adult category is 28.
Okay.
Boy, Canada needs the NHL if they're this bored. Putting just socks on one foot?
Yeah.
Makes no sense. I've got the audio here.
Okay.
Sock it to me, baby, baby.
know who this is, Ace?
History of music is way beyond.
Oh, that's a classic.
No, no, no. It's, no, it's exhausting.
Have you heard this song before?
No.
Never heard it.
No,
Willie.
I know the expression.
Sock it to me. Yeah, of course. But
sock it to me. Yeah, we all know that.
It's Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, an absolute classic.
Lesser hits, of course.
No, it's a big hit.
Barely had enough.
That wasn't a big hit.
And the way Mitch sings it just sounds filthy.
Did you like touch a boob to this in 1959 when you had to suffer through it now?
Because he even just said it. The way he sings it sounds filthy.
In 59, it would have been breastfeeding it, but I.
Then yes, the answer is
yes. I was not breastfed. As Woody Allen once said, I was breastfed on falsies.
You were breastfed until you were six?
That's you're listening wrong, but here we go. Sock it to me, baby, baby. Sock it to me, baby, baby.
That's sort of the
cheering in the background.
That's the 1959 version of Back That Ass Up. Mm. Yeah.
It's very, very sexy. Very sexy.
Wow. Yeah, and Ace. You have seven kids. You think that's sexy?
I think.
Are you using a surrogate? Yes or no?
The way Mitch Ryder says, "Sock it to me, baby." You know what he's talking about. He does not want to get punched.
No, he wants that pudding.
Sweet. Are you taking what Chick's been taking?
He might be sharing.
Iron kite. Okay.
By the way, do we have an update on what might have been said on an NFL field over the weekend?
No, we don't. And even if we did, you wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
No, you don't. No, you don't want to hear
even
it.
Watch the game.
I was watching a great stage play. I watched Hamilton.
And now with our NFL update, our NFL sharpshooter. He didn't see any games yesterday. He was at a performance of Hamilton. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tom Griswold. Tom, give us your feelings about the National Football.
Well, I've seen the play Hamilton before a couple times.
You were watching a guy with a mohawk pretend to be Marquis de Lafayette. That's what you were doing.
They were all fantastic. The performers, unbelievable.
You know, Hamilton's actually white in real life.
Yeah.
Well, this is a diverse cast, all excellent. The best sound I've ever seen at a Broadway.
Best sound I've ever seen. Just stop.
I could see the sound. It was coming out of the mouths of these brilliant actors, and they didn't get arrested or lose a game because they might have cursed once or twice during the performance. But it was great.
Sorry. I want you to know you've caused this.
Yeah, you're going to play this
now
one?
Now that's...
Sock it to me?
Now that's Nixon, right?
That's Sock It to Me. Not Mitch Ryder and the...
Yeah,
and they
that
had
I've
one
heard.
Song, and everybody thought it was somebody else's, how it became popular, as I recall, for Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Why are you looking at Willie? Mm-hmm. Don't you look at me, mister, when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
I like this.
Yeah, you look at me, pal.
Yes, Mr. Dick Wade. You don't think this is a great song?
No.
What a great voice.
First off, I don't care for you. How foolish do you think we are when this girl put on 22 socks in 30 seconds? I have the audio, and then you play that. You think we think that's the audio?
You know what? Yeah.
Do you like this one better? Do you like Buster Poindexter better? Feeling hot,
hot, hot. I do.
No. And...
Oh, that's the best.
And by the way, Tom, if that's your real name, I don't... the actual audio would be...
Exactly.
Putting socks on 22 or 30 seconds.
Here's a song that's tangentially related.
Idiot.
I just thought that the story was so inherently boring that perhaps, again, as I said, if people in Canada are that bored, it's time for the NHL to start back up. Your thoughts, Josh?
I say, look, Mitch Ryder is anything but boring. I'll tell you that.
They're very, very good. Yeah. Very good. Our love is
alive. Same with Susie Quattro.
There you go.
Compare this to Mitch Ryder. Listen how she's singing.
They both have their place in the world.
That's right. This is 10 times better than that song by Mitch Ryder.
And by the way, Susie Quattro rocked it in Louder Than Life this year.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.